I don't know when they started as a band performing, but they certainly had been recording and releasing material since 2007. So they've been in the game for a while. And I just want to give a big thank you to the boys in Japandroids. Their music, especially the first couple records, was really fantastic. And it really meant a lot to me when I first heard it. And I'm glad to hear that you're going out on your own terms. Again, the final release from Japandroids. But going from music that we won't hear any longer to music that we will be hearing in the future, Night Court. They have a new album coming out in November. It's titled Hit Machine, hit with a dollar sign in front of it, so use your imagination how to pronounce that. We heard Captain Cave Person from that. And then we started off with a brand new song from Frankie and the Witch Fingers, a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek song about a bionic girlfriend, Eye Candy. And I like this because it really is just talking about how people are wanting to have these perfect, like, digital replications of life and just kind of going, is it really that great? And Frankie and the Witch Fingers, a fantastic group. It's been a little bit since they've had an album out, but they have had a few singles.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, very appropriate with Halloween coming up next week. In fact, we should probably mention, I did allude to the fact that our regular program was going to be preempted, not because Rev Rock won't be on air, but because we're going to have a special edition, our annual spooktacular celebration next week for Revolution Rock, our annual Halloween episode.
Yes, so next week will be all Halloween-themed stuff, and so stay tuned for that.
We'll be full of tricks, treats, and some other questionable things, so you're going to want to tune
and
in
music.
For that. And sometimes. With that said, though, we have some great music coming up to end off the show for our final set before we play our final song, but this is really cool. The Routes have been doing these sort of tribute albums where they're doing surf rock versions of songs bands have performed, bands that you would normally not have any association with surf rock. I know they had a Kraftwerk record out a little bit ago that was really awesome, and their latest release is now a tribute record to Joy Division, of all bands.
A surf tribute to Joy Division. This is coming out, I believe, November 8th via Topsy Turvy Records. So this band is based in Japan, but I believe Chris Jack's roots, this main songwriter in the band, is originally from the UK. We did actually speak to Chris Jack, was it this year or last year? And
I believe it was last year, but yeah. Again, a huge thank you for that opportunity and for making such great music. This is going to be their rendition of Transmission, which I'm very excited. I actually have not heard this one yet. So
we should say what the name of the album is.
It's called Surfing Pleasures. If you're a fan of Joy Division, you know. If you know, you know. Also in the set, we're going to hear some music from The Clean, Ty Siegel, and The Gorries.
Yeah, The Gorries put out a new single at the end of September, and it was two songs recorded originally in 1990, but two songs that have never been officially released. And it was put out in preparation for a European tour, and also there was a U.S. version based. I think they are all now sold out. But check the internet if you're interested. I'm sure you can maybe find it somewhere. You can at least listen to it. Mm-hmm. But we're going to listen to this really cool and unexpected surf version of a Joy Division song by The Routes. We're going to hear their version of Transmission from the forthcoming release, Surf and Pleasures, here on Revolution Rock.
You have been listening to Revolution Rock. Adam and Dave here, bringing you through the end of the show. A genuine thank you for everyone who's tuned in for this bumpy ride of ours, and to everyone who's listening on the show being syndicated throughout Canada. Heart goes out to all of you. Thanks so much. Dave, we came back from a new old song there, originally recorded back in 1990, but released as the B-side from a single just back in September by the Gorries.
That's right. We heard Everything That's Mine, the B-side of the Cry Girl single. Now, I wasn't able to find out because I didn't look it up. But
usually that's the first step.
Yeah. Cry Girl was definitely a cover. Gory's and even anything that Danny Croa and Mick Collins have done, usually they'll throw in some obscure covers every once in a while. That could be an original, Everything That's Mine. Not 100%. But it was a really great song and a really cool outtake that now has finally seen the light of day. I was just saying, I wonder if there's more out there.
Well, I guess only the Gories will know. So message us. Gories, thank you so much. Before that, we heard two tracks from Ty Segall, a very hot number there, taken from the Singles 2 compilation, Hand Glams.
Yeah, and before that, we heard another Ty Segall track called Book Smarts, taken from his first singles compilation, which compiled songs he recorded between 2007 and 2010. And then the Singles 2 was everything after that up until 2014. The singles 2007-2010 came out in 2011. I believe both were released via Drag City Records.
I just heard you say 2000 a lot, and Dave, I'm not going to lie, I kind of zoned out a little bit. I guess what we're saying is these songs were released
in the year 2000s?
Yes.
2011 and 2014.
Those are the 2000s.
Yes. And we also heard some from before that that was not released from 2000 at all.
No, quite a while back. Back in 1981, we heard something from the Boodle 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 EP. A fun little EP to name. That was by The Clean. We heard Billy 2 from that.
And then we heard brand new music from 2024, which is this year.
Thank you. I was getting very confused there for a while. Mm-hmm. I was very chronologically challenged, but you helped me, although I'm a little confused because this is new music from a band that I've heard in the past, doing songs from a band that was further in the past but is now in the future. Dave, explain this because I'm a little bit nauseous with my time displacement.
All right, so we heard a surf tribute to Joy Division.
Oh, great.
By the band The Routes. And we heard their version of Transmission. This is coming out in November. And the album is going to be titled Surfin' Pleasures.
And that's going to be out on Topsy Turvy Records on November the 8th. So make sure to check that out. And that just about does it. Another reminder that me and Dave are going to be doing a special show next week. It's going to be our annual Halloween episode. So it's going to be all songs about goblins, ghosts, zombies, monsters, and more. So you're going to want to tune in for that.
And candy.
And candy. Occasional candy. Speaking of sweet stuff, Mark Hazebon is up next with the Cowboys and Indies program, a mainstay here on CJAM 99.1 FM. So you're going to want to keep tuned to that throughout your Saturday night. So Mark is up next. Before we get to Mark, though, we're going to be hearing something that's almost a preview, I guess, of what we're going to hear next week. Something kind of spooky, scary, and a little strange, Weird Nightmare.
Yeah, this is a band that is fronted by Alex Edkins, who also plays and records with Metz.
Mm-hmm.
And
who are, I believe, no more, because I believe the announcement came out that Metz will not be making any more music together.
Really? They just came out with an album.
Well, let me just double check that.
How do we do that?
On my phone. But yes, I do believe the announcement is official at this point. I'll double check that while you talk about the track.
Yeah, so we're going to hear a song from Weird Nightmare's debut release, which is self-titled, I believe. And that was put out via Sub Pop Records. We're going to hear the song Dark Room. Just to end off this set and this edition of Revolution Rock, if time, maybe we'll hear something else. But that's what we're going to hear in this last set here.
Yeah, so you're going to want to also, as I mentioned, tune in next week where you can end up hearing our great Halloween episode. And yeah, I am confirming, unfortunately, it's not really a breakup, but Metz has announced an indefinite hiatus, so okay, they will not be making music together anywhere in the foreseeable future, but we'll definitely be playing some Metz in future episodes. But here we go with Weird Nightmare and the track Dark Room.